once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'This some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrote its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wish tomorrow, vainly I have sought to borrow from my books some seeds of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for that rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling with each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now to still the beating of my heart I stood, repeating the some visitor in treading entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor in treading entrance at my chamber door, this it is and nothing more. Presently, my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer, "Sir," said I, "Oh, madam, truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you." Here I opened wide the door, darkness there, and nothing more. Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, "Lenore." This I whispered in an echo, murmured back the word, "Lenore," merely this and nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. "Surely," said I, "surely there is something in my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more." Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter in there stepped the stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not a least obedience made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mane of lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon a vista palace just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. "Though thy crest be shorn unshaven, though," I said, "art sure no craven ghastly grim and ancient raven from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's plutonium shore." Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." Much I marveled this ungainly foe to hear dispersed so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevance bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast upon the sculptured bust above his chamber door, with such name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the placid bis, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour, nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, "Other friends have flown before, on the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said, nevermore. Startled by the silence broken, by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless said I, what it utters is its only stock and store, caught from some unhappy master, who merciful as disaster followed fast, and followed faster, till his song one burden bore, till the dirge of his hope that melancholy burden bore, never, nevermore. But the raven, still beguiling all my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled the cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy into fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant by creaking, nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the flow whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er. But whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er? She shall press, ah, nevermore. Then, methought, the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, swung by seraphim whose footfall tinkled in the tufted floor. Rat, I cried, thy God, I lent thee, by these angels he has sent thee respite, respite and offend thee from the memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh, quaff this kind of penthy, and forget this lost Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, with a tempest sent, or with a tempest tossed, to hear a shore desolate, yet all undoubted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me, truly I implore, is there blame in Gilead, tell me, tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within a distant Aden it shall clasp a Satan-santed maiden, with the whom the angels named Lenore, clasp a rare and radiant maiden, whom the angels named Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird, oh find, I shrieked up starting, get thee back into the tempest and the night's plutonium shore, leave no black plum as a token of that lie thy soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the placid bist of palace, just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor, and my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.